Now, more of our tribute to Glenn Miller.
Glenn Miller was on tour in August 1940. Benny Goodman was on tour, too, with his band. Glenn and Benny had played together back in the 20s. Of those days, Benny muses...
I recall one thing that I thought was pretty funny. When we came to New York, that was about 1929 or 28, somewhere around then, we were kind of beat. By that, I mean the work was kind of scarce. And I remember we were living at the Whitby Hotel on 45th Street, and one of our pastimes was stealing milk bottles so we could get turn them in for the pennies we could get for them, so we could get a couple of hot dogs occasionally to eat. We never considered Glenn the greatest trombone player around, but he was a wonderful guy to have in an orchestra because he was very cooperative, and of course, arranging was his forte. And he had a wonderful knack for getting the best out of an orchestra through arrangements. And he had that integrity about his playing and about his musicianship, and he always just wanted to get somewhere with it, and there was no doubt about it, he was going to get somewhere with it. He did.
Modernaires sang on one Glenn Miller record session on October the 11th, 1940, but they only joined the band on January 15th, 1941. Leader of the group was and is Hal Dickinson, who'd actually met Miller sometime before.
Well, I first met Glenn Miller when he was working with the newly organized Ray Noble band. When Ray first came from England, and he had a program, Coca-Cola program, and I had the first Modernaires on that program, and back in the trombone section, that Glenn, and I saw him many, many times after that, but that's the first time I met him.
Dave Garraway followed the Glenn Miller band closely, as he mentioned earlier. Here's another incident he recalls about Glenn Miller's heyday.
The band stopped at Omaha on its way to the coast early in the morning, and they had played very late the night before. But the word got around, and a bunch of youngsters met the train at the station. It was a nasty, bitter, cold morning, and you can imagine how dead a band is after it's played half the night. But the kids rapped on the windows of the Pullman car, and Glenn looked out and saw what the situation was, and he got up, put a polo coat over his pajamas and put that familiar cap back on his head and went out on the platform there. It was about five above. And just stood there, signed an autographs, every one, until everyone was satisfied. And then he went back, satisfied, I guess, himself, because that's the kind of thing he liked to do.
During the 50s, the life of the late Major Glenn Miller was put on film. Starring as his wife Helen was June Allison. Studying for the role, she came across this item.
Glenn Miller's fourth grade report card listed A for the following subjects: reading, grammar, and spelling. Guess what he got in music? It was a D. And you know, his first musical instrument was, of all things, a mandolin. The mandolin came first, and then when Glenn was 13, he got his first trombone. Unfortunately, it can't be said that Glenn's father was one of his fans, at least at first. So much did he disapprove of the noise Glenn was practicing, that he didn't get music lessons until he started playing regularly in the town band.
Portraying Glenn Miller in the film of his life, actor Jimmy Stewart often looked more like Glenn than most of us had remembered him. Of the ad-lib jam session sequence featuring Louis Armstrong that was in the film, Jimmy says...
Yeah, well, I think that's one of the reasons why it was so effective is because it was a completely impromptu thing. Believe me, the whole studio was over at the recording stage the morning that number was recorded, and it was a big thrill for all of us, especially for the recording people, because they had no idea what Armstrong was going to play. They had no idea what piece of music or what number he was going to play. So when it all sort of took form and all sort of suddenly exploded into this wonderful Basin Street thing, it was quite a thrill.
I can remember talking to Jimmy Stewart when he was in the city of Vancouver back in August of 1953 at the Hotel Vancouver. And I found the original transcription. I know that I spoke to Jimmy Stewart about his appearance in the Glenn Miller story. Let's see what I can find on this early transcription.
Oh, well, I've just finished a picture called The Glenn Miller Story. I was waiting for that, which is about an orchestra leader, which I think you're acquainted with.
Mm-hmm. Let's have a talk about it, Jimmy. You play the part of Miller, and I believe June Allison is in this film, too.
June Allison plays Mrs. Miller.
Any other people we know?
June Allison, Henry Morgan plays Chummy McGregor, the...
Piano boy.
And... I think that's about all the people that you would recognize. We have several of the original Miller Orchestra in the orchestra that we use in the picture. I don't know about the picture. I saw it the other night, a very rough cut.
Are you going to be happy, do you think, with the finished picture?
I have no idea. It's a funny thing. You do a picture, and you get so close to it that when you suddenly see it all together, and you see what you've been doing all boiled into an hour, what you've been doing for the last 8 or 10 weeks, it takes you quite a while to decide just exactly what you think about it.
There's a different sort of picture for you. Is your lip in good condition after blowing a trombone, shall we say, for a couple of months?
Yes, it certainly is a different sort of a picture. I had quite a problem with the trombone because...
No doubt.
The trombone, as you know, is a very difficult instrument, and it's also a very awkward instrument. I don't know, there's something about sitting down to the piano, and even if you've never seen a piano in your life, You could sort of do it gracefully.
The high notes are up here and the low notes down there. But with a trombone, where are the low notes?
With a trombone, even to pick a trombone up, you know, it's sort of like picking up a bicycle.
I agree.
You know? Yeah. So I had a little problem to become sort of at home when I had the trombone. I got a fella that certainly filled the bill, and... If I don't come across and if I don't convince people that I sort of
felt it,
it isn't his fault, it's mine. His name's Joe Yukel, and he's been a musician around the country for years and years and years. He was in the original Tommy Dorsey band and has been out in Hollywood playing for all the orchestra around the studios and old shows, radio shows like Crosby's and Hope's, and he's an excellent musician.
Musically, he is a big man. We've heard of him.
Really? Well, he's not only a music. He was wonderful for me because he's a very good teacher, and he had a problem with me because he had to do it in a matter of 2 months. And he actually couldn't teach me how to play the trombone. It was more in teaching me how to handle the trombone and sort of how to make people think that I knew what I was doing.
Sort of like a person ghost singing, as they do sometimes, with somebody else's voice, and to act the part of a singer, as it were. Of course, you had to act the part of a musician. And she came through with flying colors, although I haven't seen the pictures, but we've heard a lot of reviews and read a lot of reviews about the picture.
Well, this is, as you say, this is a sort of a change of pace for me, and a sort of a different type of picture.
Never had anything to do with a musical before, not that to my knowledge.
A long time ago,
Let's remember.
I made a picture at MGM called Born to Dance.
Eleanor Powell, wasn't it?
Eleanor Powell.
Was that 1936, wasn't it?
Yes, I think it was.
Easy to Love was the hit tune, and I've Got You Under My Skin.
Got You All Cold.
Oh, of course.
Well, Jimmy Stewart and I kind of get off the subject of how he portrayed Glenn Miller in the Glenn Miller story. We went on to talk about other things at that time. We were speaking a little earlier, and June Allison, a few minutes ago, was recalling the jam session sequence from it was Jimmy Stewart, of course. And we've got that. Glenn Miller sits, well, when I say Glenn Miller, actually it's the trombone in the Glenn Miller story is played by a fellow named Murray McKechern. And, of course, Louis Armstrong was there, too. It belongs here. It's part of the Miller story. This was that sequence at the cafe. I hope you remember. great jam session sequence from the Glenn Miller story. Louis Armstrong conducted it all. Jimmy Stewart pretended to play the trombone, but, well, you remember the scene, I'm sure. We're back with more of the Glenn Miller story in just a minute, and more of the people that knew Glenn Miller.